The next patient is Mr. Harry Ryder. Harry is this H-A-R-R-Y, Ryder, R-Y-D-E-R. My name is Dr. Oliveros. My number is 7603. Number one, the patient has a chronic kidney disease, stage 4. The reason for this deterioration of the kidney function is related to the fact that the patient had right nephrectomy and ureterectomy. Related to carcinoma. He has an extensive history of diabetes mellitus and has had also atherosclerotic heart disease and atrial fibrillation, is status post Watchman procedure. All of these factors make a contribution to the nephrosclerotic process. This patient went from 183 pounds to 206 pounds. And the reason was in September of last year, he had gone through the interventions in the cardiovascular system. The appetite wasn't that good, and the patient has been recovering progressively. In June 17 of 2024, the patient had a creatinine of 2.4 compared to 2.3 that was in September of 2023. In other words, there is not significant deterioration of the kidney function. The estimated GFR is 25 mLs per minute. The patient has a proteinuria that is around 260 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is pretty close to normal. Following number, the patient has type 2 diabetes mellitus. The blood sugar has been oscillating between 90 and 120 milligrams per cent. The patient is followed by Dr. Beltre, B-E-L-T-R-E. Following number, the patient has a hyperlipidemia, the cholesterol is 136, the LDL is 54, and the HDL is 67. Following number. The patient has a history of hyperuricemia and gout without any manifestation recently. For the next appointment, we are going to check the uric acid. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. Following number, obstructive sleep apnea that is treated with a CPAP. Following number, he has a history of carcinoma of the prostate that was treated with radiation therapy. The patient doesn't have any complaints at this point. We are going to emphasize for him to be in a low-protein diet, low-sodium diet, a fluid restriction of 45 ounces in 24 hours, and a plant-based diet. The wife says that she's enforcing these recommendations. We are going to reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup. A paragraph we invested in 12 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and in the documentation 7 minutes.